On January 13th, the officer in charge of an evidentiary hearing investigating allegations that Army Private First Class Bradley Manning leaked classified government documents to WikiLeaks determined that the 24-year-old Manning should be court-martialed on all 22 charges. Private Manning stands accused by the U.S. government of being the source of 260,000 diplomatic government cables, more than 90,000 intelligence reports, and a video of a U.S. helicopter attack in Baghdad, later distributed to the press by WikiLeaks. Among the most serious charges are aiding the enemy, a capital offense, although government prosecutors have said they will not pursue the death penalty. But if convicted on all counts, Bradley Manning could spend the rest of his life in prison. His trial is expected to begin in the next few months. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhu spoke with Kevin Gostola, a civil liberties blogger with Fire Dog Lake, a website that has championed Manning's cause from the beginning. Fire Dog Lake and the Bradley Manning Support Network have exposed the inhumane treatment they say Manning was subjected to at the Quantico Naval Brig that included solitary confinement and being stripped naked for extended periods of time. Here, Gostola describes the decision to move to a court-martial and the strategy of both the defense team and the government in pursuing the case.
Well, the latest news is that all of the charges that were being, I guess you would say, deliberated on, the investigative officer had to make a decision after the pretrial hearing whether or not those would be charges that went into a court-martial. He decided that all of them, and there's 23 different charges, including an aiding the enemy charge, which is a capital offense that carries the possibility of the death penalty, and those charges are all going to carry into the court-martial.
How does Bradley Manning seem? Do you know anything about his state of mind?
What I have been telling people who asked about what I thought and how he looked, he's been detained, held in detention for more than 550 days, and I said, you know, for being in detention that long, he actually looked pretty normal. It's very hard to detect that he has any sort of issues from being confined. I'm not saying that he has no problems. I'd say that he's very happy and pleased, and from his aunt, we have a bit of a note that came out around Christmas time that he was very pleased with all the support that he received during the hearing, and he wanted all of his supporters to know that, you know, he was doing well and was getting along fine.
Kevin Gostola, please just remind our listeners about the defense Manning's lawyer plans to present.
I think that their case is going to be built around, one, the mental state of Bradley while he was there. He believes that he's actually a different gender, so a woman, and has had gender identity issues, and they're going to push that angle. And they also are going to push the angle of how the place where he worked, the facility that he was doing his intelligence analyst work, they're going to push how the information security in that area was lax and how people were able to get away with downloading stuff to their computers and taking information in and out of the facility without really having too many superiors asking questions about what was being done, playing games, movies, listening to music on the drives. It's just bad information security. And then the final thing I would say is they are going to push that there hasn't been any risks to national security. But the one obstacle that he's had, and you can see that from his requests for depositions in the aftermath of the Article 32 hearing or the pretrial hearing, is he wants the original classification authorities to have to testify under oath or on the record about the harm. They've submitted unsworn statements. They assert that there's been harm, but they haven't been put under oath, and so those are just what they say. And he really wants to put these people under oath and force them to say that there's been a risk because it's not clear what that risk is.
But they probably wouldn't specify the harms because they'd say that would compromise national security like they have in other cases, no?
Well, so they would do this under classified information. So all these depositions that the lawyer David Coombs wants to do, and this is his request. And on the same day that this came out that the 23 charges would proceed to the court-martial, David Coombs made a request for on-the-record depositions, and he wanted to get these all from individuals, and they would be classified. Testimony would be offered. So that would mean that the public would never really know what sort of information was shared with the defense. But at least he would get the evidence he needed to make his case for Bradley Manning.
Say a little more about the aiding the enemy charge, which potentially carries the death penalty, even though government lawyers have said they won't seek it.
So the aiding the enemy charge, it's just terrible that the government is going this far, and it is overreaching. And the biggest issue is that they're claiming that Bradley Manning knew that he was going to give the information to Al-Qaeda indirectly through WikiLeaks. This is what was said, actually, during the hearing. And if you think about this argument, it's a really bad one for people who like to cover national security issues, because in a sense what they're saying is if you put something out there that can be available to terrorists, then you could be considered somebody who deserves to be criminalized. Now, depending on your effect, so Bradley Manning has been very effective in what he has done, and it seems like aiding the enemy charge is all about making an example out of Manning. His lawyer also says it's part of trying to flip him and get him to testify against Julian Assange and other people in WikiLeaks. So this aiding the enemy charge is entirely all about intimidation, and so far there's no justification to show that he was working or operating for terrorists.
That was Kevin Gostola, a civil liberties blogger who writes for the FireDogLake.com website. Learn more about the charges against Bradley Manning by visiting our website at btlonline.org, where you can find links to support groups, news articles, analysis, and commentary about the case.